This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all-day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. What if you lost all sense of self? You know you have a body, you can see it there beneath you, but you can't feel it. You aren't paralyzed per se, just unaware that your body is moving unless you're looking at it. And then, only under intense concentration and your own watchful eye, can you reach out towards something and grasp it. But if you don't look or pay close attention, the object will either slip out of your hand because you're holding it too loosely, or you'll squeeze it with such intensity that your knuckles go pale. The ability to feel our bodies, to unconsciously sense them, is known as proprioception. It's sometimes referred to as the secret sense or the sixth sense. Unlike our five senses, sight, sound, smell, touch, and taste, which are obvious to us, the sense of controlling and owning our own bodies is hidden. We're usually unaware of the sensation unless something goes wrong. Proprioception is the awareness of where your body is in space. For example, while walking, sensor receptors on your skin, joints, and muscles send signals to the brain that make you aware of your right foot being in front of you, even if your eyes are closed or if you're not looking down at your feet. Proprioception is sometimes used interchangeably with the term kinesthesia, but they're actually very different perceptions. Kinesthesia is the sense of movement of our muscles, tendons, and joints. For example, while walking, the brain picks up on the sensations of force, velocity, and the propelling of your body forward from the inner ear, which oversees balance orientation, to sense movement. You're aware of the sensation of your body being in motion, even if you're focused on the scenery around you and not on your body. Proprioception and kinesthesia, while different, work together to make us cognizant of our own bodies in space. Combined, they can be considered the sixth sense, or respectively as the sixth and seventh senses. Proprioception plays a vital role in balance and orientation, enabling us to stand upright or walk, especially on uneven surfaces, It allows golfers to perfect their swings and dancers to move with the grace of a butterfly. We spoke with Dr. Jack Shelley Tremblay, professor and chair of the Department of Psychology at the University of South Alabama. He said, when it functions normally, we take it for granted. One of the most fascinating things about proprioception is when it fails. Sometimes people experience a temporary impairment of this sixth sense. Think of someone who's intoxicated with alcohol. With their vestibular system impaired, they have a sense of proprioception loss and thus may weave a bit when they walk, or bump into stationary objects, or lose their balance and fall. But a more precise example is when your arm falls asleep, and as a result, it feels numb and is difficult to move. People with proprioception disorder or impairment may experience, at times, the sensation of being off balance, incoordination or clumsiness, being more prone to falls, and/or being unable to recognize their own strength, such as pressing down too hard with a pencil when writing. Sometimes injuries or disorders can cause a permanent loss of proprioception, such as brain injuries, arthritis, stroke, peripheral neuropathy, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, and Parkinson's disease. But there are two unusual conditions that are related to proprioception. First, alien limb syndrome, also called alien hand syndrome. This neurological disorder can affect the hand or the leg and causes the limb to act independently or involuntarily of the person's desires. British neurologist Oliver Sacks describes in a chapter of his book, The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat, a patient who awoke to find what he believed to be a cadaver's leg in bed with him. Disgusted, the man pushed the leg off the bed, only to drop onto the floor after it. He then became distraught when he realized that the strange leg was attached to him. Then there's phantom limb syndrome, which is a condition that can affect amputees. Phantom limb syndrome occurs when someone feels sensations in the limb that has been removed. For some, it can be a painful experience. One man described the sensation in his phantom hand as being a constant state of tight clenching that neither painkillers nor hypnosis could ease. Researchers suggested that the signals going from his muscles to his brain were not getting the feedback to stop clenching because the eyes weren't seeing the hand. They successfully showed that by placing the man's intact arm into a mirror box, the man could visually resurrect the phantom limb and convince his brain to stop sending clenching signals. As a result, he found relief from the unsettling phantom hand sensation. In rare cases, people can lose all sense of proprioception. In his book of case studies, Sacks described the case of Christina. The 27-year-old woman appeared to have a reaction to medication in which the sensory roots of her spinal and cranial nerves became inflamed. Afterward, she suddenly lost the ability to steady herself while standing or holding objects in her hands. Within days, if not hours, she became, quote, floppy as a rag doll, unable to even sit up. Christina never regained her sense of self, but gradually, through rehabilitation and fierce concentration on her movements, she was able to sit up and walk again. Another case of total loss of proprioception was detailed in neurologist Jay Cole's book, Pride and a Daily Marathon. The book focuses on Ian Waterman, who, at the age of 19, lost all sense of his body from his neck down after a brief illness. Waterman described feeling as if he were just a head floating on a pillow. Like Christina, he had not recovered at the time of publication, but with much therapy and determination, he was able to sit up and walk again. While frightening to imagine, Shelley Tremblay assures us that the total loss of proprioception is quite rare, and that the impairment of the sense is treatable. The first line of defense when treating proprioception issues is to determine the underlying cause and treat that. Activities that focus on mobility, muscle strength, and sense of balance may also help sharpen proprioception, according to a 2017 study published in the Journal of Athletic Training. Some of these therapies include physical therapy, somatosensory stimulation, balance exercises, tai chi, and yoga. The bottom line is that although our sixth sense may be hidden from us, proprioception plays a critical role in giving us a sense of ownership of our bodies. We may take it for granted, but without it, we'd be essentially disembodied. Today's episode was written by Jennifer Walker Journey and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other curious topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.